better leave me be, baby. Can't you see, baby? The devil and me, baby. Been around too long, baby. Nothing's all right, baby. My life went wrong, baby. The dark makes night, baby. It's nothing you done, baby. It's the way I run, baby. It's the way I run, baby. It's the way I run, baby. Stones through the glass, baby. Cracks in the wall, baby. Clouds instead of sun, baby. Crazy like a man, baby. Love sharper than the knife, baby. Confusion, a trail of my life, baby. Regret in the palm of my hand, baby. But I don't remember, baby. I can't let it go, baby. Something to what I did, baby. What? I don't want to know, baby. History of my stories, baby. Endings, tattered glories, baby. Baby, look at you, baby. Been through a mill of your own, baby. You've seen some sad times too, baby. Still, there's a good life for you, baby. No real need to rush, baby. Just be careful what you do, baby. I can see in your eyes, baby. You've been a victim before, baby. Of people like the devil and me, baby. The devil and me, baby. Baby, can't you see, baby? The devil and me, baby. It's nothing you done, baby. It's the way I run, baby. It's the way I run, baby. It's the way I run, baby. Run, baby. Run, baby. Run, baby. Run.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. This episode is the John 5 Spooktacular. The set you just heard began and finished with AC/DC. First up, we heard Sweet Candy from their Rocker Bust album. And then Elvis Presley, You're the Devil in Disguise. And then we heard a sound collage from Negative Land called God and Religion, recorded live at the Middle East in Cambridge. The event was called It's All in Your Head. And thanks again to Chuck Yu for recording that and providing it to me. Then we heard from Led Zeppelin and Candy Store Rock from their Presence album. And then we followed that with a 44-second Chuck Yu production of vintage Halloween Outgoing Message from the days when a person's phone was installed at their house. Then Native American artist and activist John Trudell with The Devil and Me from his album Blue Indians, which was produced by Jackson Brown. Completing our full circle was AC/DC once again with Evil Walks. Backing me up right now is Jimmy Bruno with a track called Witchcraft from the album Jazz Moods Cocktail Party. We're going to begin the next set with a song called Love Vigilantes by the English band New Order. It's a song with a story in it. Listen to the lyrics. It's about a soldier who comes back from fighting only to find his wife on the floor holding a telegram saying that he was dead. There's at least two different ways to interpret it. One would be that there was a bureaucratic screw-up and that when he got leave, the telegram was sent in error. And then the other is that he was actually killed and he's coming back as a ghost. Great art often has multiple interpretations. So revel in the ambiguity and enjoy this really rocking song called Love Vigilantes from New Order.
One. Since the day I saw the cat at my door. So I came into you, sweet lady, answering your mystical call. Crystal ball on the table, showing the future, the past. Same cat with them evil eyes, and I knew it was a spell she cast. She's just a devil woman with evil on her mind. Beware the devil woman, she's gonna get you. Just a devil woman with evil on her mind. Beware the devil woman, she's gonna get you from behind. Yeah. Give me the ring on your finger. Well, let me see the lines on your hand. Well, I can see me a tall, dark stranger giving you what you hadn't planned. I drank the potion she offered me. I found myself on the floor, and I looked in them big green eyes, and I wondered what I came here for. She's just a devil woman with evil on her mind. Beware the devil woman, she's gonna get you. She's just a devil woman with evil on her mind. Beware the devil woman, she's gonna get you from behind. And of a lady with long black hair trying to win you with her feminine ways. Crystal ball on the table, showing the future, the past. Same cat with them evil eyes. Man, you better get out of there fast. She's just a devil woman with evil on her mind. Beware the devil woman, she's gonna get you. She's just a devil woman with devil woman, she's gonna get you from behind. Yeah. She's gonna get you from behind.
This is just a dream. You're not alive. This whole thing is just a dream.
Thank you. Spitze, Spitze, türkisches Haschisch. Ein halbes Pfund Butter. Ein Teelöffel Vanillenzucker. Ein halbes Pfund Mehl. 150 Gramm gemahlene Nüsse. Ein wenig extra Staubzucker. Und keine Eier.
Butter einrühren, gemahlene Nüsse zugeben und den Teig verkneten. Augenball große Stücke vom Teig formen, im Staubzucker wälzen und sagt die Zauberwörter Simsalabimbamba, Saladu, Saladimbe. Auf ein gefettetes Backblech legen und bei 200 Grad für 15 Minuten backen. Und keine Eier!
Eier.
Died, the soul leaves the body. It's kind of like a little bubble in the 7-Up. You know, just a goes shooting up there. And we used to think there was different levels in heaven. And it, depending on how holy you are, the lighter the soul is. So if you're, you know, real good, very, very nice person, you can go way, way up high and be with God and, you know, other nice people like yourself. And if you're a real, real bad person, your soul might just raise like 4 feet. Just, you know. You might have to spend eternity hanging around the grill at some cheap restaurant. And that's forever. Forever. I know some priests, they say forever and ever. I really don't think the and ever is necessary. Forever kind of covers it, you know. Forever means forever. What do you want? Forever. Forever. Well, we found out that's not true. There are no levels in heaven. We found out the truth from something called the Fatima letter. Happened in 1917. There was this miracle in Portugal. And these three little Portuguese kids, they was given this letter, and they was told, give the letter to the Pope and tell him, don't open it till 1960. What it was about was the secret of life. What happens to you when you die, all that stuff. And what it said, right at the top, big capital letters, said, vitum est laborum. That means life is a job. Why, you know, you think life seems so hard, so difficult most of the time? It's because it's a job. You know, what it wants, just to work. That's what it's about. And it said that each of us were getting paid $14.50 a day. That's our wages, $14.50 a day. And what happens to you when you die? The soul does leave the body, and then you see yourself going down this long, long, long dark tunnel. And your whole life flashes before you, from the day you was born till the day you die. Then you come to the end of the tunnel, and God is there waiting for you. And he looks you straight into the eye, and then he pays you. You see, he knows you was coming. He's like a psychic. He knows everything. And he figured it up all in advance, 14 or 50. Times the number of the days you was living. And it gives you all of this money. And you got all of this money in front of you. And then he starts going over your sins, and you have to pay for your sins. Expression, you know, you have to pay for your sins. As to the truth, we do have to pay for our sins in cash. It's a cash deal. It's like, you know, maybe when you was a little kid, maybe stole a bag of potato chips. That might be like $6 a fine. So I gotta give them back $6. Lying, every time you lie, sell it out, you know, every single lie, $10, you know, 10. Murder, that's the worst one. $100,000. Masturbation. I don't know. $0.25, $0.35 would be my guess. That's a cheap percent. But it can amount up, you know, for a period of time. $35, $35, $35, $35, $35, $35. Well, if you have enough money to pay off all of your sins, then you get to go to heaven. But if you don't have enough, then you have to go back and be born again. It's kind of like going back to work after a little vacation. Some are real bad, the people, you know, like a mafioso types. They might have to spend 4-5 lifetimes as nuns just making up for it. Most nuns are former mafioso. I don't know if you know that.
Don't you dare touch me! Stand back! No! No!
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Plastic Sushi Halloween Spooktacular here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. We began that last set with a ghost story song from New Order, Love Vigilantes. Then we heard a bluegrass-style, cool cover version of Devil Woman, performed by Hacy Dixie. Then we heard from Tool, Die Ehre von Satan, from their Anima album. Here's my Tool story. When I moved to Boston in 1988, their lead vocalist Maynard actually lived in Somerville, and through his friend Krista, I was invited with some other friends to a party at the house that he lived in. And at that time, I actually smoked tobacco cigarettes. And let me tell you, when it comes to drugs, nicotine is a real ripoff. Sure, it feels great to start, but it quickly gets to the point where you gotta take it just to feel normal again. A complete ripoff in all forms. So we were hanging out in Maynard's room, and somebody opened a window because we wanted to smoke cigarettes. But then Maynard comes running in, and he's freaking out because he's actually got birds, parakeets, that he kept outside their bird cages in his room. And of course, he didn't want them flying out the windows. So that's my Tool story. Then we heard Saturday Night Live character Father Guido Sarducci explaining how the afterlife works, mixed on top of Wendy Carlos's masterpiece called Afterlife from her Tales of Heaven and Hell album. And then we finished things off with Joe Satriani and his piece called Devil's Slide from the Electric Joe Satriani. My ambiance right now is a piece called Sirens by Brian Eno and David Lenoir from the album Music for Films, Volume 3. We're going to start the next set off with another ghost story song, which I believe could be the best single song sound collage remix I've ever made. The Plastic Sushi White Bronco remix of La Tigra's TKO. It includes real-life audio clips from a call to the Los Angeles Police Department's 911 line that Nicole Simpson made one time when OJ came over and demanded to be let in, as well as some epic phrases from Tangerine and Catalina. Only after I remixed all of the clips in there did I understand that it's best interpreted as Nicole Simpson's ghost following OJ and taunting him everywhere he went after he murdered her. Listen to the lyrics. I'll eat glass, because you know, ghosts can eat anything. Outside I'm waiting, yes, always waiting. Take a good look, take a photo. Well, you know, ghosts are invisible, although sometimes they're supposed to show up in photographs. Write about it in your tiny notebook. Read about it at your Barnes & Noble. Because OJ did write a book. It was called I Did It, although it was later retitled If I Did It. Then we'll be hearing some more Gregorian chant and another selection from our featured album, John Five's The Devil Knows My Name. This time he'll be collaborating with Jim Root from Slipknot, a piece called The Black Widow of La Porte. Here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Why don't you stand up so I can get on my knees?
I'm We are the ones. that you know, all those people that you know, all those people that you know, floating in the river are lost. I can buy myself a reason, I can sell myself a job, I can hang myself for treason. All the folks I know are gone, all the people that you know, all the people that you know, all the people that you know, floating in the river are lost.
Just at Halloween that the flesh eaters come out. Those who fancy the taste of decomposing corpses are among us all year long. See the blood on their plates, the stench of seared flesh on their bacon sandwiches, the chicken fat on their lips. Escape now! Run screaming from the curse of the meat eaters. Heart attack, cancer, stroke. Save yourself and all those animal lives. Go vegan now. Free recipes at PETA.org.
To the Plastic Sushi John 5 Spooktacular here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. We started off that final set with my Plastic Sushi White Bronco remix of La Tigra's TKO, which included real-life audio clips from a call Nicole Simpson made to the LAPD 911 line before OJ killed her. In my view, that sound collage was about Nicole Simpson's ghost following OJ and taunting him after he killed her. Then we heard a Gregorian chant, Via Viri Sancti, Psalm 109, Dixit Dominus, from the album Eternal Chant. Next up was another selection from our featured album, John 5's The Devil Knows My Name. That track had him collaborating with Jim Root from Slipknot. It was called The Black Widow of La Porte. And we also heard from Modest Mouse, This Devil's Work Day, from Good News for People Who Love Bad News. Thanks so much for listening. I expect to be back again next week, but in this crazy world, who knows what's going to happen? Coming up next should be Savoir Faire with songs from the Squid Pod and some of the best music from the 1980s for you. Meanwhile, we'll leave you with this Gregorian chant called Sanctus here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.